Hi, you're listening to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast channel about current events shaping our world. This is your host, Sangeeta, and in this episode, I am joined by...
Hi, I'm Satvik. I'm a 10-year-old and I live in Mumbai.
Welcome back, Satvik. I know we've chatted quite a few times and it's always a pleasure to have you on this show. Unlike our previous chats, this time I haven't told you what the topic is. In today's episode, how we're going to do this is, I will read aloud the first paragraph of a news story. It's a real life news story. And there are two more parts to this news story that I would like you to unravel by making a few wild guesses or by asking me a whole bunch of questions if you're curious about something. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So here goes the first paragraph. It's slightly lengthy. Bear with me. A race is held every year where people can circumnavigate the globe all alone, which means they go sailing in the high seas and the oceans, never once to stop on land before they finish the race. This race is called the Golden Globe Sailing Race, or GGR, I think it's called in short. It started for the first time in 1968 and it has inspired lots and lots of books and some amazing movies too. And for the first time when someone did it in 1968, it was a man named Robin Knox Johnston, and many more people were inspired to follow him. This race is held to this day every year and it starts in September, and the participants need to finish one full circle of the globe and they've got to be back by June next year. And here's the very interesting part of this race. In the same spirit of the very first person who completed this in 1968, this race allows people to carry the same equipment that Robin Knox Johnston carried in 1968. And what that means is no electronic devices are allowed on board, no tracking, no GPS. You can just use compasses, charts, paper, pencil, that sort of thing. No smartphones with Google Maps to guide you on the high seas and oceans. You will also not have any phones to talk to anybody because in 1968 there were no phones. In 2023, three people completed the race. So they began in 2022 September, and by April 2023, three people had completed the race. It was won by a woman named Kirsten Neuschafer. She's the first ever woman to have won this race or even have participated in this race, if I'm not mistaken. This person who came second was Abhilash Tomy. He's the first ever Indian to finish this race. He's a former naval officer from India. So the second paragraph goes, in the race held in 2022-23, 16 people started in September. 11 people dropped out of the race or retired. Two made a stopover, so which means they were disqualified, and therefore only three completed. My question to you is, why do you think 11 people retired?
Okay, so my first total blind guess is that they didn't have the proper resources or their resources were over. By resources, I mean like food, but the equipments which are used for sailing a boat. Like suppose it's the old school method of an oar, so suppose if they lost it for some reason, or it kind of broke because of the water pressure. So yeah, these are the resources what I meant.
Fabulous. So you think people may have run out of food, and that's often a very good reason why they do actually retire. Coming to the point about oars, this is 1968, so they did have engines and things like that. So it wasn't manually that they had to row the boat and get from one point to another. So they definitely had mechanized equipments that helped them go from point A to point B.
So I have a doubt that, is it the old school boats like wooden, or is it the modern looking boats which have metal and other things in them?
The easy way to answer that question is, in 1968, did they have metal?
Yeah, they had metal.
I would think so too. So yes, it wasn't purely wood. It's a fabulous point that you made, that they ran out of resources. What other reasons can people have to give up on a race like this and come back?
Maybe they didn't have a mood to continue the race, because who would sail for such a long time in the sea? It would be such a boring to see the same water day and night. How will I, what will I watch? I don't even have a phone.
Yes, no
It's
Netflix,
like,
no Disney Hotstar to entertain you. That's right.
So they might have got bored and say, oh my God, I don't want this boring race. I'm retiring.
Fantastic point. You know, there are so many people who have set sail in the high seas. And Satvik, it's amazing that you were able to identify that for a lot of them, they start feeling very lonely. So you may have all the food in the world, you may have enough fuel to keep you going till, you know, for you to complete the whole race, but you may just not be in the mood for it. Yeah, so that can definitely happen. That's a fantastic point. Any other reasons?
Like how I thought that they ran off resources, now I'm running out of ideas.
Think about what it means to be on the high seas. What other challenges might they face?
Yeah, so the first challenge they would face is like the tall waves of the water. It may crash on their boat, and like how usually we see in movies and cartoons, the boat will topple over and they will find themselves in some islands. Like that would be the first reason. And second, that there would be like many creatures who hunt, like sharks or other animals, aquatic animals, which might have attacked them. So for escaping, they retired from the race.
Oh, to escape, they may have gone off and landed somewhere,
Yeah.
and therefore they are disqualified and they would have retired. Oh,
Yes,
wow.
ma'am.
Okay, so an attack by a sea creature. Do you think it's even possible that an attack by a sea creature is something that a lot of skippers or captains of boats see?
No, but if it's a big ship, they would not, of course, face any problems. But if it's a small fish, a small boat, sorry. If it's a small boat, yeah, they would face some difficulties. Basically, if I am in that person's place, I would be like, I will not go in any aquatic boat races. Finito. My journey ends here.
You will not even attempt this, will you, Satvik?
Yes, if it's high seas or oceans, I'll not like see only towards that tournament or that competition.
You won't even look in that direction.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Awesome. So I haven't gone through the track record of every single one of these race events that was held since 1968. But to my knowledge, I don't think anyone's been ever attacked by a marine creature, and that's why they've retired. It's possible, but I don't think it has actually happened. What is the other very big challenge that they might face on account of which they may have to retire?
Honestly, I don't have any opinions on this question.
Okay, let me give you a small hint. So the route that they take is they begin in France. They sail down the Atlantic Ocean. They hit what's called the Horn of Africa, which means it is the bottommost point of Africa. And they sail beneath that. And then they sail, they keep low. And then they go all the way to New Zealand. And then they sail and then they continue like that. And then they go to South America. And then they go beneath Chile, which means, you know, the southernmost tip, they will cross that in South America. And then they will turn north upwards. Then they will go back up the Atlantic Ocean and reach where they started. And if you see, a very large chunk of the time that they spend is in some of the southern latitudes, which is not very far from the Antarctic region. And it's called the, I think, the Roaring Forties, because like the winds howl and the sea is really rough. A good chunk of the time that they spend on sea is in the Roaring Forties. Now that I've given you this additional piece of information, can you think of another reason why they might choose to retire?
Yes, ma'am. So maybe from where they start is France, right? So they would have taken the perfect route. But when they are like in the middle of completing the race, they would think that like reaching on on that specific day which the like the championship arrangers have given, to reach the France again is not possible. Like, they will take more days or more, they will need more time to reach France.
Because they get caught in some storm or something in that, in the Roaring Forties.
Yes, ma'am. Or just because, like, they think that I will not be able to do it because I would need more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is definitely possible. In fact, it has happened that in the very first edition of the 1968 race, there was one man who thought his boat was going to go at a certain speed, but actually it ended up going much, much, much slower. So in reality, he never completed the race. Yeah. So what the reason that you've given has definitely happened in the past. One other major reason that you can think of, connect Roaring Forties, the Howling Winds, and a solo person in the boat.
Okay. So ma'am, can you please repeat what does the Roaring Forties mean?
Roaring Forties means howling winds in the seas. So if you go from the equator, you keep going down and down southwards, when you touch the 40th degree south latitude, and if you go below that towards the Antarctic, the wind speeds are very high. The sea is pretty rough.
Do they have the normal engines which are in motorboats?
Yeah, they do. Normal engines that existed in 1968, they still have today.
So ma'am, my number one guess is that when they go to the Roaring Forties, because of the decreasing temperature, the engine might have stopped because it's not getting enough heat. So their boat might have stopped and they have no choice but to retire from the race.
Fantastic reason. Some part of the boat can often get ripped because the wind speeds are that high, right? Or the waves are that high, you know, a lot of water comes inside and then you've got to, flush all the water out for you to survive. So there are so many things that can go wrong. And when somebody is sailing by himself or herself and cannot land, what will that person do under normal circumstances? They're supposed to fix it by themselves.
Wow!
They should not just be excellent navigators, not just read the skies and all of that, right? They'll also have to know how to fix all of these. So sometimes if the boat is heavy, is very badly damaged, that is also a reason why they often retire. Which brings me to the last part of this story. It's a by invitation only race. People who conduct the race, they will selectively invite a certain small group of people and say, would you like to participate in it? Why do you think they've kept it as a by invitation instead of opening up for anybody to participate?
Yes, so this is a very unique question. I have never come across this type of question. But yeah, I'll take a wild guess. The people who conduct this competition go through their backgrounds that, were they professional sailors or something related to water or water sports?
Fantastic. Yes, they will go through their background. They have to have sailed a certain minimum number of miles on the ocean. They should have spent a minimum number of hours in the ocean sailing entirely by themselves. So only if you've completed all of that, those minimum requirements, do they even invite you. If you were the person who was organizing this race, what kind of skill set would you be looking for before you invite someone?
The person who doesn't give up easily, he tries his level best and all the possibilities he can. That is the mindset I want of a person.
Wow. On that note, I just wanted to say one small thing. There was actually a man who participated in this race in 1968, who was someone who loved being in the, who loved sailing in the oceans and being by himself so much, that he did not even bother finishing the circumnavigation and going back where he started. He finished circumnavigating the globe 1.5 times over. He went on and on and on and on. And then he finally stopped someplace in Hawaii, I think, or some island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And he said, I love being by myself, gazing into the sea. And this is the best place I can be in. So there are people like that also. Before we get into quiz time, how did you like today's story?
It was quite different. I've never heard about this competition, that there is a competition in which you have to sail across like most of the seas and oceans and land, or we have to return to the same place where we have started. And yeah, there are many people who retire from the race, because I have seen the athletes usually completing the race even if the time is out.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is quite new for me.
It is. It's very new. Even when I read about it, I was quite blown away by the very idea of spending some 250 odd days just by yourself in the ocean. It's very tough, both mentally and physically. I did follow Abhilash Tomy. He kept posting updates, or somebody kept posting updates on his behalf on Instagram last year when he was doing this. So it's fabulous to see this, which brings us to our quiz time, shall we?
Where does the Golden Globe race start?
It starts in France.
It's the correct answer.
Thank you.
So my second question is, where do the athletes or the people who are selected in the competition face the most difficulties?
It can technically be anywhere, but notoriously, when they hit the 40 degrees south southern latitude and when they go a little below that, that is considered the toughest region. This region is often called the Roaring 40s.
Absolutely correct, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
So in the Golden Globe race, can a person who is selected for the championship carry some electronic devices with him or her?
No, because they are only allowed to carry the same equipment that existed in 1968 when this race was held for the first time. And in good spirit of following those constrained circumstances to this day, they're not allowed to carry any equipment that did not exist then, which means not even GPS tracker or a Google Maps.
Yes, ma'am. Very correct.
Thank you very much, Satvik. I had a lot of fun. Lots of fun chatting with you about this. I know you've been one long-standing listener of What's New Today. Any new episodes that you've heard that you really loved and would like to recommend to our listeners?
Yes, ma'am. I would not like to recommend one or two episodes, but I would like to recommend the whole wildlife series. It's totally mind-boggling, and I found out new facts about animals and the people who saved, like Saleem Ali, who is also known as the Birdman of India, and yeah, many more people.
How lovely. I'm so happy that you really enjoyed the entire wildlife series. So for our listeners, in case you haven't had an opportunity to listen to this, it's fantastic, even if I may say so. Please go back, scroll back, and you'll find a set of 9 episodes, which traces the entire wildlife conservation journey. We speak about how the lions in India were saved, the tigers, the elephants, multiple different birds, and even some relatively rare species. The people behind all of these conservation efforts, and each one of them is a fantastic story, very inspiring, and there's a lot of fun facts and trivia. In fact, this summer we will be hosting a quiz for a lot of children based on the wildlife series. We'll also be doing a quiz on the entire space series coming summer once again. On that note, we'll wrap up this episode. New episodes on What's New Today come out every Monday and Friday. But as ever, I leave all my listeners with a very small request. If you really like the episodes that you're listening to, do support Team What's New Today. We would like to keep all our episodes ad-free, and we would like to bring the highest quality content possible to every child and every family across the world. So please do support us by donating whatever sum of money you deem fit to support us and to donate to us. I'll leave a link to this in the show notes below. And that's it from us. Thank you, Satvik.
You're welcome, ma'am.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am.